It is time for some stuff we didn't know that we needed to know. Friday morning fun facts. That's right. And fun facts. Well, obviously, it's a Friday the 13th. Second one of the year. We have more to go. And we talk about on the show, a lot of people freak out about this. That is technically known as triskaidekaphobia, or the fear of the number 13.
Oh.
And if you have that, it's likely you have periskaidekaphobia. And that's specifically the fear of the Friday of the 13th.
Phenomenal. Yeah, he's yes. Nailed that. Uh-huh.
I do vocabulary-a-phobia, fear of large words. So I'm living my best life. A lot of specials going on. Krispy Kreme offering a dozen glazed donuts for 13 cents. That's a buy one first. And then if you show a tattoo, even if you draw it on from 3 to 4 today at Chipotle, they'll give you a buy one, get one. I think that's what we're doing for dinner tonight.
Just from 3 to 4, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Early dinner in the Buckner household. But the biggest fear right now, according to a recent survey in this one particular poll, one-third of people now believe the world will end within their lifetime. And of that, half believe that's going to happen in the next 10 years.
Oh, dear. So one-sixth believe a decade is all we have left.
That's it.
That's it, no more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So is that really a fun fact? I don't know. I'm suspicious of that.
Big weekend for our trusty friends in law enforcement, as FBI agents will be gathering in fabulous Quantico, Virginia, for a very special training opportunity that will be held by the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Fighters will be providing insight into how they train, demonstrating specific techniques and tactics, offering a unique perspective to students. Leader of the FBI, Kash Patel, calling it a tremendous opportunity. I'll be even better prepared to serve the American people.
This has happened this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I wish I could. Yeah. I wish they televised it. That would be amazing.
No kidding.
I mean, it's not like they were given guns or anything like that, you know. But, boy, you know, right in the middle of it, Hegseth's going to be out there
with
the shirts
I was
off
gonna
and
say,
everything like that.
You got a problem with that?
Is this his, like, birthday party or something?
All right.
Can you imagine all these people who have their, like, PhDs in constitutional law being trained by the UFC?
Here's how you do Krav Maga. All right. Back to the basketball world, this time collegiately. Saw Kansas come from behind and end up beating TCU last night in the Big 12 tournament. And it was such a weird game to watch, not for anything other than the court. So Big 12 conference made a lot of waves this year. They have an LED glass court. So during the game, and it's mostly gray during the game. Yeah. So it's not your brown hardwood look. So that's weird. But then it's LED. So like the Olympic opening ceremonies where they can change the floor and stuff like that, they do it during the game. And there's, like, stats that pop up while the guy's shooting a free throw.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible.
Of which he can see. Well, they announced, actually, early this morning that after consultation with the coaches, et cetera, they are going to transition to a regular basketball hardwood court for the remainder of the Big 12 tournament. Mainly because it's very slippery for the players, and they're falling a bunch. Because, you know, it's glass.
Someone should call the sports director on that.
Oh, man, should they?
AI taking over the world. And on the Google platform, a map is no longer just a map, JB. Mm. And you're going to be able to use this in the next few days on your trip to Chicago. They are proud to be making driving more intuitive than ever.
There you go.
This is all thanks to Gemini. And it will have an Ask Maps option. So what do you want to know? All you have to do is ask. Clear directions, ETAs, inside tips from real people, and you can analyze information from over 300 million places, from 500 million contributors. So we need some more opinions in the world while we're driving.
As we've seen how well AI has done with the Waymo vehicles,
this is
going to go great. All right. Well, speaking of the end of the world and whatnot, there's a little slice of love that is found in the bombing. Israel has announced a bomb shelter dating app during the war with Iran. It's a special dating app that allows singles in bomb shelters to connect with one another. You know that whole thing back in the day when, you know, you were parking? You'd be baby, there could be a bomb hanging over us
now. Yeah, it's like straight out of Grease, too.
So there you go. Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, about that. Oh, in the Sheridan universe, they've wrapped filming on Dutton Ranch. That's the Beth and Rip spinoff. But Lioness continues downtown. Mm-hmm. So look for Kidman and maybe Morgan Freeman.
And the D.C. Metro taxis.
Marshall's has already been renewed after only being out for two episodes. So that's going well. And Landman Season 3 will drop in November. To Landman, give it up for the wit and wisdom and insight of one Billy Bob Thornton.
You want oil to live above 60 but below 90. And don't get me wrong, we're still printing money at 90, but gas gets up over 350 a gallon, it starts to pinch. It hits 100, every product in America has to readjust its price.
Yeah.
$78 a barrel, that's about perfect. Yeah, it brings enough profit to keep exploring, but it don't sting as much at the pump.
By the way, the price of Brent crude, $101 a barrel.
Dang it!
Put Billy Bob in charge, ladies and gentlemen. There are your Bob Facts!